As we know, the return of the Imam of our time is very near. You can sense it. Even people who belong to other faiths also believe in the end of time and that the time is close for the return of Christ and so on. But the thing about us as believers and as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, as soldiers of Imam Mahdi, is that we believe that we hold a responsibility for preparing the grounds for the return of our Imam. We're not waiting for the enemies of Islam to say that enough is enough, it's okay, let Imam Zaman come. No, that day will never happen. What we're waiting for instead is when the believers will decide that enough is enough. You and I, the soldiers of Imam Mahdi, when we decide that yes, I would like to the Imam to return, that's when the Imam's going to return. When he has followers, soldiers, people who will do and obey his every command. So we're preparing the grounds for the return of the Imam, which means we have two very important duties. One of them is that we want to make sure that we remain firm in the onslaught. What I mean by that is that as we grow closer and closer to the return of the Imam, it's natural to expect that the enemies of Islam will also feel fear from Islam, and they will start to speak and preach against Islam. Now, what can happen is that myself, as a soldier of the Imam, instead of remaining firm, I get a little bit weak on the inside. I'm not proud to be a Muslim. I'm not able to stand up for Islam. I'm not able to say that I'm different, to stay firm in the face of the onslaught. That's one. The other one is that it's not just staying firm. It's not only practicing Islam in my practical life, but actually I have the duty of getting this wonderful religion out to the rest of the world. Islam is not just our secret, we keep it for ourselves. Huh? We like it, it's wonderful, we keep it secret. When nobody knows, we turn off, close the doors, we turn off the lights. And no, Islam is a religion that we want to give to everybody else. So I have to remain firm, but also press forward, which means spreading the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. First through my own practice, and then after that, through spreading and talking and inviting, and actually one of the best things we can do is that when we have majalis for the Ahlul Bayt, that when we see these people who are interested in Islam, curious, whether our Sunni brothers and sisters or non-Muslims, invite them, let them come and let them hear the words of the Ahlul Bayt. Inna nas law alimu mahasina kalamina latabi'una. If the people only knew the beauty of our words, they would follow us. The rest of the world simply doesn't know the beautiful words of Imam Hussein, the message of Islam. Invite. We want others to hear. We want them to know. We want them to see that we're different, then feel, well, what is it that you have? One of the signs is that knowledge will move from Kufa to Qum. And from Qum, it will spread to the rest of the world until there is nobody who is uninformed about Islam. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to become Muslim before the Imam returns. It's difficult to be a Muslim, to go against what everybody else is saying. It's not easy. So it doesn't mean everybody's going to become Muslim. But everybody should hear the message. If they've heard the message, those who are inclined to the truth, some of them will commit to Islam immediately. Some people will not be able to say that I'm not strong enough to do that, but at least I won't be opposed to Islam. I realize Islam is not my enemy. It's not here to get me. It's not a monster. Islam is not just our secret. We keep it for ourselves. And no, Islam is a religion that we want to give to everybody else.